Bentley truck, yeah, that's my choice to ride. Always keep some bitches on the side, yeah, yeah. Don't stand too close, my diamonds gonna bite.
By George presents a five-part miniseries, The Freshman Five.
George Mason putting on a show here.
And who are we going to start off with today?
Well, I think we're going to start out with Justin Kyer. And so let's kind of explain, what is The Freshman Five and why are we talking about it?
So recently I've been going to practice, and after practice I've been interviewing players.
Cool.
And so we decided to start with the freshmen because, for obvious reasons, the fan base doesn't know them too well yet.
Yeah.
They're already getting more minutes than many of us thought they would, and they've been contributing to a pretty positive season so far.
Yeah, I think a lot of us could point to some of the freshmen as being, I don't know. They're
starting.
Yeah, they're
so,
starting.
So, I mean, we got one starting. Ian Boyd started games. We got Helvao and Troy coming off the bench for Jenkins much immediately. So they're
really
contributing.
Yeah, and they haven't almost even played like traditional freshmen. They've been playing, you know, like upperclassmen.
With some confidence. And that's one thing that Dave Paulson does pretty well, is he instills confidence in these young guys. So Justin Kyer, Chris, tell us a little bit about where he's from.
Sure. Well, he's from Spotswood, Virginia. And if it's anything like Spotsylvania, I assume it's just south of Fredericksburg or somewhere around there. So he came from a public school.
Kind of unknown, under the radar.
Sure. And so, yeah, he wasn't that big, you know, five-star recruit. But, you know, when you looked at him on paper, 6'4", you know, buck 82, you're thinking, okay, well, maybe this guy could be used in a very, you know, limited capacity his freshman year. And lo and behold, he starts, what, 15 of 18 games?
And to start the season off, I mean, Paulson was making it pretty clear in his A-10, whatever, interview that he did before the season, where he said, look, the guy can do it all. His basketball IQ is very high. We should have known right when that interview happened that he was going to be a mainstay in the starting lineup.
Right. And so when you sort of pick apart his game, he's sort of a jack of all trades. He doesn't do anything thus far particularly well, but he just kind of does it on a consistent basis. So when you look at his point totals, he put up, what, 12 against Longwood, which is a season high, put up 10 against Kent State. But he averages just, you know, around 7 points a game. He gets about his 5 rebounds per game. You know, he's been very efficient from three. In fact, he leads the team shooting about 40% from three. So when he gets his open shots, he's been making them.
And he goes on spurts where people can't stop him from getting rebounds. I wouldn't say that he's overly athletic. I think that our team has just completely bought into using the size that we do have to boxing out and jumping and getting the ball at its highest point. Another thing that I think he does very well is he backdoor cuts better than I think anyone on our team. He has like at least 2 or 3 give and goes that are beautiful. We've highlighted one on our Twitter.
Sure.
Follow us at ByGeorgeGMU to watch our videos. But the guy can hit open shots. He rebounds well. He D's up.
Can we
from
just
the point
maybe
guard to the forward
say
position.
That his basketball IQ is, you know, great for that of a freshman. I mean, he plays like an upperclassman. He kind of reminds you of a Luke Hancock, you know, how he was playing his freshman year, playing a bit ahead of...
playing some point guard, but then asking to also have to guard forwards.
Right.
I mean,
and
he's asked to do a lot.
Sure, and just wait till next year. When Moore's out, Kyer's going to be handling the ball just a little bit more. And I think if we actually rely on him to score, I think he could deliver. So,
right.
And we're just not asking him to score this year, but wait till next year. I mean, he's going to be a stud.
And you'll see. I mean, he passes up on some shots. I think he knows his shot is a little bit slow, and we'll hear some about that in his interview. But I think as soon as he gets that shot, he's going to be a catch. He could be a good catch and shoot player, as well as being able to get to the bucket. One thing I really enjoy about this kid, you can always see he seems always composed. It never seems like he's down on himself. He's always got a smile on his face. He seems like he brings a breath of fresh air to a team that hasn't really had that much fun in the past 3 to 4 years.
I can't say that. I'm sure they're having fun. Pearson didn't have fun?
No, I'm just talking about the Hewitt.
Oh, the Hewitt era.
Right.
Yeah, that wasn't that fun.
Right. It didn't seem too fun.
Right. Well, I think one thing that everyone will you know, hear later in the interview is that the kid's got it. He's got an it factor. I think he interviewed really well. I believe
it was his first, second interview, but first of the season. I know they did that one with WGMU. I don't know if he partook in that. We may have been his first interview of his collegiate career.
And he nailed it.
And he nailed it. So here it is, guys. Enjoy. We'll be back to talk post-interview facts and quotes. And...
All right, you're rambling.
Okay.
Just all right. Get to the freshman five.
Babe. Enjoy it.
Thank you, Justin, for meeting with me. But first, how was your first semester here at Mason?
It was very good. Getting used to, you know, the campus life and outside activities. I had a lot of fun. But towards the middle of the semester, you know, we had some meetings about locking down and getting our academics right. And, you know, after that meeting, I think we all locked in and we did really good. And I think we finished out the semester with pretty good grades. And, yeah, I had a very good first semester.
And what do you think about campus? It's a little bit different of a campus, how we're kind of in between some cities and, you know, it's not like a huge frat row. But what are your personal thoughts on campus so far?
It reminds me a little bit of home just because, you know, it's kind of wooded area, but also like 10 minutes out of Fairfax, you know, you're in the city. So, I like it. I think it's a different feel, but also a little home feel too. So, I was pretty comfortable coming and, you know, around campus, seeing a lot of people. So it was pretty good.
And I saw you guys head into DC just a couple days ago to go to the new African American Museum. Can you tell me something maybe that you learned or just, you know, your feelings about that experience?
One thing I didn't know, I wasn't really huge in history in high school, that I really enjoyed is the Emmett Till exhibit. You know, a lot of the seniors like Jalen and Marquise really wanted me, especially to go check that out and just see how it was back then. So that exhibit I really enjoyed. Kind of looked it up a little bit after we went when I got back to the dorm and just looked up a bunch of information about it and really learned a lot.
Yeah. And so where on campus do you guys chill? Where's your favorite spot to chill and where's your favorite spot to eat at?
We usually chill a lot in Potomac, where our dorms are. Outside of that, I'd say we probably, it's either EBA, maybe a little bit of the Johnson Center mostly, but mostly at Potomac. My favorite spot to eat, I'd either say Wing Zone's really good in the Hub. I love Wing Zone. Either that, Panda, or Red Hot and Blue in the JC. I really like Wing Zone though, it's really good.
Yeah, I noticed you guys are about to eat some Bernies after your practice. Man, I'm jealous of that. I'm about to steal a bag myself. What's the biggest difference so far from high school basketball to D1 basketball?
I think you just got to be more careful, especially, you know, fast pace, but more like you're really antsy to get sped up, especially playing against, you know, 8-10 teams like VCU who really want to speed you up. So just being comfortable, you know, you got to just stay composed and do what you do and do what's best for the team. You find out your roles and stuff. You just try to perfect your roles. Do what the coach wants you to do. And then also, you know, just look. Like for me, I'm a very unselfish person. I'm just looking to get my teammates better in practice and games and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you what your role is. And so would you say a facilitator or what would you say your role is for this team?
With Marquise and Otis right now, I'd say my role right now would be mostly to, you know, be a very good defensive player and then also come when those guys need a break, come and back up their point guards for backup point guard. But right now I think it's just mainly just focus on, you know, locking up maybe the second best or best player on defense and then, you know, just make my open shots. I really like cutting, so I cut a lot during the offensive flow. So whenever they need another ball handler, I'm always there to help. Yeah, that's mostly my role right now.
Cool. And improvements so far. What do you think you've improved on halfway through the season? And what improvements do you have still to make?
Improvements, definitely moving my feet better. Closeouts, you know, coach really, as you saw in practice today, really wants us to, you know, work on our closeouts. And for me, you know, I've always been like a very talkative person. So I'm just becoming, you know, that second leader, third leader with Jalen and Otis being our captains, just trying to, you know, help out with like the freshmen and stuff like that, just communicating more. Things I could probably improve on is, you know, as right now a lot of people see my shots kind of slow coming from high school to college. So, you know, during the summer, we're going to get tons of shots up, get my ball handling a little better, probably have to improve my role next year. But my shots falling, it's just maybe a tad little slow. So maybe just speed that up a little bit more.
Cool. And what do you think your best game has been this season?
My best game, maybe not the entire game, but I'd say probably at St. Joseph. was down on myself, had two early fouls in the first half, and came right back out and, you know, made some really big plays, charges and stuff like that. Played really good defensively and just helped my team, you know, get that gritty win. That was probably one of my best games, I think.
Yeah, I believe that was a game where we highlighted one of your give-and-go passes. So if you want to see that the play we captured, please visit us on Twitter at @ByGeorgeGMU. What was it like to go on a 9-game winning streak, and how are you going to get back to winning multiple games in a row?
It was great. We had a lot of fun, you know, and, you know, the best thing, you know, we were all trying to, you know, tell each other was, you know, just have fun. But when we're on the court, you know, you got to lock in and have fun on the court also. You know, when we're in practice and shooting around, you know, you got to lock in, be serious and be prepared. But once we get between those lines, you know, just play your heart out and have fun playing the game also with coach. We had one of the games that you and I where we had coach fired up and huddle, and I think that was one of the reasons why we won that game is him getting us fired up also just, you know, gave us that extra boost.
Yeah, and we would say that energy and being fired up is a huge reason why ByGeorge got started, because for a long time we noticed that the fan base was disintegrating, and so we're kind of here to try to help bring that fire back to EBA. But what would you say has been your favorite playing experience, whether it's on home court or on the road so far? What's been the best environment that you've seen?
Definitely the VCU game at home. Tons of fans, family, all my family came, a bunch of friends. You know, that place was really rocking that night. Played a good game, just didn't come out with the win, but, you know, it was really loud. Everything that, like, every little thing that happened on there was electric. Fan base was crazy. That was probably the most electrifying game.
And what would you say, like, for the fans who are listening, how does it help you? What is it? Some people think, oh, it doesn't really mean much if there's fans there or not. What would you as a player say to fans about showing up to games going forward?
That definitely, you know, helps us. Even if we're playing VCU or we're playing St. Louis or we're playing UMass, you know, playing those, like having people there to support us, you know, every time we get a basket and we hear the crowd roar, I believe that really amps us up even on the bench. Like, just letting us know that they're there and they're supporting us. And they're cheering for us. That really helps us a lot. And I believe that, you know, that's part of us getting on our 9-game win streak. The fan base out there just being really electric.
And what would you say, so we're going to go through some team superlatives. Who would you say is the funniest player on the team right now?
That's hard. I get along. I can't say there's one funniest, like there's only one funny person. I get along with everybody on the team. We always have jokes. You know, me and Keith have our little outside jokes. Me and Cam have our little outside jokes. Me and DeAndre have a little language we speak. Me and O goof around all the time. So
it sounds like you guys all have a good time.
It's a lot of people. I think it's just our special. We have different special bonds. Especially, you know, with me, I'm always having fun and always smiling and stuff. So having those guys, you know, we just love, like, off the court, not being serious.
And so I'm the smartest player.
On
the court.
To be honest, I think it's going to be either Marquise or Jalen, just because they've been here and they know the program, you know. And they just, there's some things that, you know, maybe I'll get down on and I don't know, and I don't have to ask coach, I can ask them.
Right.
So them two definitely are probably one of the smartest on the team.
Okay, and some personal questions to close us out. What is your favorite TV show?
I'm a kid, so I love Disney TV shows. Not the ones now, I hate them. The old school ones, like That's a Raven and all that stuff, I love them. So, probably those in the most modern day would probably be on Netflix. The Arrow or The Flash were really good. I love those.
Okay, so just some advice. I think if you like Arrow and you like Flash, you got to check out like Daredevil and Luke Cage. So you're already on that?
Yeah.
Okay. So Kanye or Drake?
Drake, for sure.
And then Migos or Ray Shremmerd?
Right now, Migos has come out with some bangers. Ray Sherman also had, you know, the Shrimp Life 2 So that was crazy, but I think right now I'm gonna have to go Migos.
And your favorite movie of all time?
I can't answer. I watch too many of them. I'm a movie guy. I don't have a favorite.
What's the last movie you watched?
Actually, a couple of guys just went to go see Sleepless at the movie theater.
Would you recommend it?
I would, just because I love Jamie Foxx.
Sounds like a
Gabrielle Union's in there. So if you like them actors, I would recommend go see it. It's a little bit predictable, but yeah I'd recommend it.
Okay, and favorite video game? I see you guys on the Snap playing
for sure,
2K all the time.
For sure, 2K. 2K, and we play Grand Theft Auto a lot too. We have some fun with that.
And we'll close it out. It's a big story right now. Obviously, Westbrook is not starting in the Western All-Star game.
Yeah.
So who would you take on your team? You're starting a franchise right now, Westbrook or Steph Curry?
I'm going to have to go. I love Westbrook. I'm going to have to go Steph. Steph's grandmother and dad grew up in my hometown. So, and he spent tons of summers in there. So I've always liked Steph. I met his aunt the other day who works at Kohl's in Harrisonburg. So I had to go Steph just because I'm watching him going up in Davidson and, you know, just the way he carries himself with, you know, Jesus Christ and all that stuff. He's probably one of my biggest role models besides LeBron James. So I'm going to have to go Steph.
Cool. Hey, Justin, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. We're trying to put out content and new stuff all the time. So anytime we can get back together and do another interview, I appreciate it.
Will do. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day. Let's go. You could get into the future.
That's me.
Okay, guys, so there you have it. Freshman 5, interview number 1 in the books. Jones, what'd you think about it?
I liked it. I thought it was really fun. I got to learn so much about Justin Kyer. I think he has, like I said, like an it factor.
It was nice because it felt like a conversation instead of me prying the kid for answers. So that was the first interview
did. And they just weren't like one-word responses. Right. It's like, hey, where do you like to eat, Ikes? You know, not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but for a freshman, for him to give you like detailed, in-depth answers, gotta love that.
Yeah, and I think
it's cool.
I think it's notable when I asked him about the funniest player on the team, I think he wanted to say that it was himself, but he was like, you know, he's a freshman, he's young,
right.
He didn't want to say it, but he just kept talking about all the inside jokes he has with all the team.
We know.
You can tell that he's going to be a relationship builder for our entire team going forward.
I'm seeing future team captain. And granted, this is way too early, but I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. What other things that did we take away from his interview? He did talk about his shot being a little bit slow. So it's good to know that a player is willing to admit what he doesn't do that well and what he needs to improve
self-aware.
On.
He's self-aware. I think a lot of some of the worst things that someone, or at least a player, an attribute that they might have is the fact that they don't know what is wrong with them or they don't know about what they don't know. So the fact that he knows, you know, what his issue is, which I honestly don't even think it's a big issue, but I mean, he's making his threes, but you know, if he thinks he can improve his game over the summer or Paulson can improve his game with some more practice, kudos to him. So.
Yeah. When I asked him about his role on the team, he wasn't shy to say that he's on the team to guard the third best player at times. And that, if you can,
you're a freshman, you're gonna be that guy. You're not gonna be the MVP.
And to
like,
embrace
he's not
that
full
role,
himself.
I think is very telling.
So Kyer's cool. So that's all I gotta say.
That's
hashtag
all.
Kyer cool.
What
does he go? Does he go by Kier, by the way, or is
no,
it?
No, I think it's Kyer.
Cool.
And I'm trying to think about the one nickname you made up for him when you did your little write up.
I forget
what it was.
I forgot.
But I know it probably
The Kyer fire? I don't know.
Yeah. Hopefully he catches on fire. I'm trying to win a couple games in the A-10 this year, and I think that he can help us do that.
Sure. So all in all, what do we know about him? He likes The Flash. He really likes Nickelodeon. Old school Nickelodeon, by the way.
That's So Raven?
Right. So
I wanted to be like, did you watch Even Stevens? But I thought maybe...
That's way... He was, what, an infant when that came on? Beans!
But yeah, no, I thought he was very candid. I thought it was an awesome interview, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. So who do we have next real quick? I mean, are we doing these interviews in a chronological order?
Next, I believe we are dropping Ian Boyd.
It's very cool.
You know, a very soft-spoken kid.
Man. Correction.
Man, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's not a Boyd. I actually want him to be named Ian Mand because he's no Boyd.
But I actually think we got him to open up about halfway through the interview, and we got another interview coming again. I think we're going to be dropping 2 in 1 week. Cool. Stay tuned Friday for Freshman 5. Friday.
I think. Friday, Freshman 5. Yeah, whatever. We'll drop it when we drop it.
Yep. Make sure to be able to listen to all of our podcasts. You subscribe on your podcast app by typing in By George GMU, one word.
Every time you subscribe, an angel gets its wings.
And if you feel so inclined, leave a review.
Yeah, and that just sends them to heaven. So.
All right, guys. That's our first segment of Freshman 5. Come back.
Please.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, told you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And
started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team's freaking hair. Oh my gosh.
Hi. Is this on sale?
Yes. Top season is the regime, babe. I can't tell you anything else. This is medicated lip ointment, but I want you to know, with that being said, I still think you're straight gorgy, and I would love for you to accompany me to my crib so I can show you how I live.
No, thanks.
And you can get based with me and like 18 of my best dogs.
Yo, but your girlfriend's on the phone, man. She sounds super pregnant.
LaQuisha.
How you doing? I'm gonna be all right. You look just like my ex-girlfriend. She died last week. She didn't die, but you look just like her. We can do like a double date or something crazy like that. My treat.
Okay.
It's all on me. Come on around the other can. I'll take care of you.
Sure.
Don't be shy now.
Thanks.
Or be shy.
Okay.
I look way different when I'm not in my work clothes.
Right.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the men. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I could turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole
I started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom.